In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Larry McClendon, chairman of the National Cotton Council, and a ginner from Marianna, Arkansas. This is cut one, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
In addition to this, we've seen no analysis of data that suggests that we would have increased market access. It would be hard to think that U.S. agriculture could move forward for approval without a confirmation of additional market access.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
China is the only nation today that has double-digit tariff. In addition to this, they regulate or implement their tariff quota system in order to prop up their own industry, and once their supplies are exhausted, then they execute the import tariffs and allow cotton in. But it's manipulation of the cotton that they need to import.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
The reason that we've committed so much time to this is that ultimately there will be an agreement. These agreements are long-term and enduring, 10 years or much longer. The U.S. and the rest of the world will have to comply with these agreements. Consequently, we feel like that we need to have our voice heard on the front end here.